Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, what is it going to take? What is it going to take for people, especially the people that really need to be doing their part? Those people are your public servants. Those public servants are to be our warriors who are supposed to be defending us, ensuring that we're living within the law in a Republican form of government. You got to remember, a Republican form of government isn't just a representative government. It is a government that is governed by the rule of law, that the Constitution and the foundation that it creates, all laws must be in pursuant to it, at least at the federal level. The state constitutions, all laws must be in pursuant to it. We got to start getting this, and we got to actually start demanding. You got the time right now to actually get interested. Start talking to people about running for office, why you need to run for office, what you need to do. This is the season to go and eliminate rhinos. It's rhino hunting season. It is official, folks. And as we know, it is Valentine's Day, so hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy the ability to have some level of expressions that you have with your loved one. I know that there are far more pressing and important things, but we have to actually take the time to remember those little things as well. This show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you are listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions of what it's going to take to get the federal government and even all government back into compliance with the Constitution. One of the things I want to note, and I don't know if I've said this before, but I want to point it out even if I did. I am really getting sick and tired of the big tech companies pushing and selling China as this great edifice of governance and leadership and leading the world into a new era of what? Of Big Brother? Of totalitarianism? Of fascism, of compulsion and slavery. Let's talk about those people that are political prisoners who are being kept alive just so they can harvest their organs so that they can have a thriving business of you and anybody else that might need eyes, kidneys, liver, anything else, all just being kept by the old Chinese Communist Party in these, with, I don't know what's the name for Chinese gulags, but they're all over the country. And they have cataloged all of these people. It's basically, they're just, these people are only alive just to keep those organs viable for you to use. That is the most evil and darkest thing I believe any culture in the world has ever created. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. But let's get into our, you know, those endorsements and those people I like to sponsor. Gary Smith at Fortitude Financial Coaching. If you're ready to get involved in taking control of your finances and become financially successful, give Gary Smith a call. The contact information is right there on our other links information, and I believe it's also on our podcast page. If you can't find it, let me know. Be happy to point you to all of these endorsed, I'll just say, patriot organizations and companies. ConstitutionEducation.us is where you can get and obtain and share constitutional classes from Keith Broders. He's been doing this for years, and you can tell he has a passion for it. TimberNation.com, hardwood quality furniture. They are, because they do custom, and any type of design you want, you can actually work with them, and they'll do it for you in hardwood. They kind of have a long lead line or lead time. So if you want something by a specific time, you better get on the stick and actually call them and say, this is what I'm looking to do, and come to agreement on terms, and there you go. You will not be disappointed. RadioDustCovers.com. Go ahead and order those. Those are also custom ordered. I haven't talked to the proprietor, but I, you know, he may be back ordered as well. I don't know. I've been told that as I start promoting people, they kind of get a little overwhelmed, or they're definitely getting traction. And I've been told by a couple that they are overwhelmed. And with that, that's a good sign. That means that people are starting to recognize that we need to start sending our money. And, you know, if we're going to buy something, let's make sure it's bought, made, produced from America, right? Add local if you're looking for marketing support, or more importantly, ISP support. Anybody that is organizing their unorganized militia will need email support and that type of thing, web domain, those types of things to get started. And Add Local would be the perfect entity for you to help you build and prepare your foundation on the technical side of this. Our comment line, 425-270-5416. And so let's just kind of plow forward. But before we get into covering the important issues that need to be brought forward into every legislative race in America, whether it be county, state, or congressional, as well as executive and judiciary races, we need to start actually realizing and having this conversation that we are in a constitutional crisis. I mean, literally a constitutional crisis, where the federal government is spending trillions of dollars on things they have no constitutional authority to spend on. And if you think that that's just hyperbole, then I will give you the academic references that prove that they do not have the constitutional authority. They are undermining with the use of creating debt and spending money on things that they have no authority to do. They're deliberately trying to undermine and destroy this constitutional republic, and having a huge opportunity to make those who support them rich and richer and richer. Folks, this is a real political war, and they are exercising every facet from economic as well as ideological. They are attacking us in all these different forms. And so we need to get organized. We need to start doing things. What is it going to take to get you to realize where we are and what has to be done? It's time. This is why I've been talking about our public servants, and why I've been specifically covering, you know, this there's just a little snapshot of this race that's going on in Idaho, or some races that are going on in Idaho, because nobody is talking about the elephant in the room. Leaders understand, they identify what that problem is. Everybody will agree with them because it is just the obvious. They're just stating the obvious that nobody is stating. And it's the first time, and it's a breath of fresh air when somebody finally says something that goes, you know what? They shouldn't be doing this. They have no authority to do this. This isn't just GR saying this. This is the framers saying this. So what is it going to take to get you involved? And with that, let's start moving back into this whole concept of the issues of what the federal government, and or I should say, you should be running. If you're running for Congress, if you're running for state legislator, what are the issues that you need to be addressing, identifying, and how do you approach them and attack them? You need to start really putting things into perspective that people... One of the two objects the government has the responsibility, the reason we formed government in the first place, is to protect life and to protect our property. And as government grows, all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're no longer really protecting life. They're only protecting their own relevance in life. And they're taking your property to be able to do what they need to do. So we have to get back to basics and understanding that the object of their existence is to protect your life and property. So protecting your property, and when we talk about that, that's not just your property, that's your state property as well. The federal government has no constitutional authority to just possess state property. In the Constitution, they have enumerated roles, enumerated responsibilities, and enumerated powers. And in those enumerated roles, responsibilities, and powers, they enumerate the precise property that the federal government is capable of possessing within a state. That could be for forts and magazines and for, you know, military purposes, for national defense, whether that be training. Like, a bombing range is a legitimate purpose. Do they need 10 bombing ranges throughout the United States? Maybe they need some for different types of conditions, but do they need to have one for each, let's call it, the departments in the Department of Defense? Because the Air Force has their own bombing ranges, the Navy has their own bombing ranges, the Army has their own bombing ranges, and in so doing, they have taken up a lot of good land that America should be able, and as a matter of fact, the states should be able to become the stewards of that. I understand training is important. Military training and military preparation is paramount. That is a primary role that the federal government has. But they don't have the right to be able to just, you know, hoard and take just because the Army needs to have their own and the Navy needs to have their own. That's BS. The Department of Defense needs and requires it, and they should actually be having joint controls and joint use of these types of properties. As a matter of fact, one of the things I submitted as a part of my leadership, because you had to write a thesis, I actually made the argument that we do not need four independent branches. We have missions for the military, and that we could actually merge everything into the Navy, just like the Marine Corps is a part of the Navy. We could actually merge the department missions of Air Force and Army into the Navy, because only the Navy is constitutionally allowed to be formed and maintained. We'll be right back after this. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let's get back to this protecting your property at a state level. Just so you understand, usury is illegal, and federal usury and unconstitutional dictates, such as energy laws, such as environmental laws, or environmental seizures of property, energy seizures of state property where you can't frack, where you can't drill, you can't. They don't have any authority to tell you these things. They have no authority to take away your resources, states. They have authority to do military training. They have authority to erect needful buildings to perform the functions that they have enumerated within the Constitution, such as ports of entry,
any international airport, anytime any individual or any commerce is flowing into a state, the federal government has a right and a responsibility and power to ensure that the people coming in and all commerce is being, you know, identified and managed and regulated and ensured that either it is in compliance to, you know, importation laws and those things that they have the authority to do. And that's it. They don't have the authority to create and grab parcels of your land to say, this is our forest. This is our park. Even if the state wanted to give the Yellowstone, even if Wyoming wants to give Yellowstone to the federal government, it has to have an amendment first before it can possess the land. That land is and will remain as state property, and it cannot be owned and operated legally, constitutionally, by the federal government until that amendment has been granted. One state cannot confer powers upon the federal government for the entire union, nor even for themselves. It is that clear. So when you start understanding, you know, how defined and how limited the federal government is, you can start understanding that creating traffic laws and creating these requirements and giving you money for infrastructure is all unconstitutional. They don't have the authority to do these things. But these things are essential that they control and seize, because then they control your flow. Then they control every aspect of your life, when they actually control every aspect of everything that's going on, from labor, from housing, from healthcare, education, and so on and so on and so on. They have literally wrapped their tentacles around every facet, every aspect of your life, and every critical thing that you need. And now they're squeezing the life out of all of us. They have no authority to do this. So who is it that's supposed to step up? We the people? No. We have a Republican form of government. We have a right to demand, and we have property rights, by the way. I want you to understand, when Madison said that it could be equally said that you not only have rights in your property, you have property in your rights, which means that if we have these rights, if we have property in the ability to make these decisions for ourselves, when the federal government comes along and says, we're making these decisions for you, they have just stolen your property. Because again, you have property in your rights. You have property in your rights as well as rights in your property. It goes both ways. Go read James Madison's paragraph on property, and that's how you can actually start putting things into context. That whenever they step in, whenever they implement some kind of statute, regulation, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what entity is creating it. If it is not within the enumerated roles, responsibilities, or powers, they have no authority to do it. We all collectively need to become the most dangerous people in the world in actually stepping up and forcing by interposition, not by an armed conflict, forcing by political interposition the federal government into compliance. There are many of these things that are being rammed down our throats from American globalists. When we have American billionaires and American, you know, rich men that are actually investing. So let's be clear here. Let me go back to the state property. Many states are experiencing big, huge flows of Chinese purchases of property and or other foreign entities coming in and buying businesses, buildings, and property. Well, how did they get the authority to do that? How did an enemy, a foreign entity that is not a U.S. interest entity, how is it that a foreign entity could legally and constitutionally purchase your land? The federal government has no role, responsibility, or power in that constitution to make that determination. They have the ability to regulate the products, which we call commerce, but they can't regulate your property or your rights and sell them off to a foreign entity. No foreign entity can own any land in America. No foreign entity can purchase any buildings or own American businesses. States need to understand this. State legislators need to rise up and actually pass laws that they do not write. This is why definitizing the Constitution is so important. Because once you definitize the Constitution, you then create absolute clarity as to what the roles, responsibilities, and powers are, what are enumerated in those roles, responsibilities, and powers, and what they can do and what they cannot do. Anything that if it's not listed, they can't do it. It's that simple. As a matter of fact, George Nicholas, during the ratification debates of Virginia, clearly stated it that way, that if the power is not enumerated, the government cannot meddle with it. And yet we stand by and watch this absolute destruction of our country going down in flames. And who's doing anything about it? You need to commit yourself, and you're running out of time. Now or never is really the message that you have to take to heart. When we actually start watching and start looking at your goods and decisions being made, what is best for the products that are being produced in your state and where it's going to go, and whether you deserve to have any food or anything, those are the conversations that are going to be coming from the tyrants as they seize more and more of the controls of your life and your property. Your state property, your personal property. You'll have to just be thankful that you get what you're given. Do not look and believe that the facade of all of these laws and all of these things that they're doing, whether it be in associated to COVID pandemic, the 2030 agenda, or any of those types of things, they do not have the constitutional authority to do these. So this is why we believe this radio show is probably the most important message. I can't think of anything that's more important than what we're talking about. I don't hear it from anybody. I do not hear it from any conservative entertainer. There's really some brilliant wits and comparisons and ideas that are floated out there. Oh shoot, you know, The Turning Point with Charlie Kirk and you know, Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. All of these guys are just brilliant people, but they're not talking about the elephant in the room. They're not leaders. They're managing an agenda in making millions of dollars because that's what their brilliance is being used for. Their brilliance is being used basically at your expense. I can't put it any clearer. It's the same thing with the other side. The progressives and their arguments and everything that all of these conflicting sides are doing is entangling you in a divisive argument and debate, whether they can do it or whether they can't do it. And I am telling you that we can easily and will definitize this of what they can do, and that's all they're going to do. Because we have the right to assert our authority. Your state legislators have that right. What we're going to be doing, and I'm going to be providing this a little bit later on, but we're going to be providing you and giving you a glimpse of some legislation that we were actively involved in. I think I may have mentioned this before, but we want you to know the argument for this and why this is so important. This legislation needs to be basically propagated out to every state, every red state where there is an inkling of a desire to save liberty and to save this Constitution, instead of submitting themselves to unconstitutional law and all of these other, I'll just say, the calamities that are coming from all of this tyrannical government. So in the near future, when it's time for the media release, we will be talking about this. In the near future, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of this. But I am telling you, the iron is hot, and there are people in your state legislators that I've engaged. Some of them are getting the message, and unfortunately, not any of them are really that are communicating to me. I'm not getting anybody that's actually saying they're getting it. I don't know why, but it seems like every time I get engaged with a state legislator, whether that be a senator or a representative, it's like they're shooting off the cuff because they didn't read the information I sent them. Constitutional illiteracy is killing us, folks. This is why understanding the Constitution is so important. When we come back, we're going to get into the next issue for your campaign, and it's talking about making big tech pay and putting things into perspective regarding big tech. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Now, do you have any evidence that big tech is an ally to your liberty? Or do you believe that big tech, like I do, is actually being hostile towards individual liberty and individual sovereignty? If you agree with me, then we need to start actually making it very clear that hostility towards liberty needs to come at a price, because we actually need to start looking at and understanding that there are institutions. I mean, prior to the 50s, communist states were not allowed. I think it was probably during the 50s or 60s. I think it was the 60s. And it definitely was in the 70s when Nixon created China as a most favored nation status. They had to set the stage to start allowing open trade. We actually had a position that anybody that was hostile towards individual liberty and individual sovereignty in the interest of the United States was not to be, you know, engaged in any free trade whatsoever. And they were to be basically ostracized. Anything that they produced was not to be allowed or be consumed. They weren't to get a penny for anything that they produced, period. And so when we start looking at big tech, we have to kind of look at them just like hostile countries. They are operating within our boundaries. We need to actually start creating a hostility tax. for any operating company that actually is attacking and taking away your rights of free speech, your right of reporting on platforms, and those types of things. So ways to do that, because here's the thing. If a lot of these companies, Amazon is one, Amazon pays Google every time you click on an Amazon ad. On any other tech company that's out there, if there is a pay per click that is going where they're obtaining revenue, Google obtains revenue. These different web browsers, or I should say search engines, actually, and within the framework of the websites and so forth, they have these different advertising clicks. I mean, it's all over the place, right? And this is how they make money. Well, if they're making money that way, and you click on something, such as a Google link, in the state of Wyoming, state of Idaho, and all of a sudden, this company that's in California gets paid by a company that's up in Washington State for you clicking on that. Where did the transaction occur? Did it occur in Washington? Did it occur in California? Or did it occur in Idaho, Wyoming, or where you clicked on it? The transaction occurs because you commit the transaction. You create the click. Therefore, we have to actually go after them and say, you have to account for all of these clicks that you're paying for. And the revenue that you're receiving needs to be paid as revenue, business revenue. And you see, a lot of states actually have these thresholds that if you don't make a certain amount of money, then you don't have to pay the taxes on it. You know, Delaware is one of those types of states. A lot of states do that. But with these hostile companies, they absolutely need to pay every penny that has to. I don't even care if it's $5. And I'll tell you why. Because for a company to write a check and make a payment of $5, it costs them more money than $5 to actually do all of the accounting and to write that check and send it to you. A lot more. And so they have to be forced into the accounting and forced into identifying every penny of revenue that needs to be going to every state that they are generating, that is being generated within these states for these companies, period. It's the same thing with these ads on Facebook. There are many people, this is so funny, there are many people, politicians, who spend money on ads in Facebook. And I am telling you that Facebook is not paying their revenue on all of those ads. They're not. They don't. They don't have a presence. And there are many people that love to do it and spend money into Facebook to help promote their businesses. And we, the states, are being basically backhanded by these big tech companies because they are failing to provide and account for the revenue that they are receiving in all these different fashions. It is the same thing as your membership of a club. Does a company make money by you joining Amazon Prime or by joining Walmart's preferred customer or whatever it is? If you are joining online for something that is a brick and mortar company outside of your state, I don't care if they actually have brick and mortar operations, the revenue for that particular transaction of your membership, they need to pay a revenue fee for that. We got to understand, again, that these companies are hostile and we cannot give them a free pass. And so I highly recommend to your state legislators and even to your counties and so forth that everybody starts demanding a pound of flesh out of these big tech companies. Look at the profits they're making because they're not paying taxes. You know what? If you go look at the EU model, the EU is actually going after all of these companies because they've recognized that they're being stripped of revenue that they're not making, that's actually occurring and being spent well outside of their reaches and outside their boundaries. It's the same thing with here in America with big tech. We have to start looking at big tech and making them pay. Now, here's the other thing. Now, let's get into the press and platforms, whether it be a newspaper printing whether that be your Times, your Tribune, your Chronicle, your Intelligencer, doesn't matter. If it's a print of newspaper, that is a platform. If it is a social media site, that is a platform. They themselves may employ journalists, and they may have standards for their journalist to actually print. If, because we have to redefine the press. What is the press? The press is a reporting of information that is important. Now, who decides on what's important? Is that for a platform to decide? I say it is not. I say it is for the consumer or the reader to determine what they decide to shift their eyes from one page or as they're scrolling through their social media and something jumps out at them, then they choose to read that. So they're the ones that should be deciding on what content should be available. Now, I do believe that there needs to be standards regarding decency. Twitter and a lot of these social media platforms, they need to be shut down, or at least anything that is indecent needs to be marked so that they have to actually account and confirm that no unintended consequences. As a matter of fact, they had the ability a long time ago, folks, just to go down this little rat hole. They had the ability a long time ago to, instead of using a .com, they could have used a domain marker called XXX. Anything that was of adult content that needed to be censored, it would have that. And then that way you could actually eliminate any .xxx type of content coming in through your firewall into your systems so that your browsers would not ever pick that up. And guess what? The reason why they didn't want to do that was because they knew that they wouldn't make the money that they make by being able to sneak it in. Folks, we've got to be able to start addressing the evil and the evil elephant in the room, right? So we need to start actually having these conversations of how we can do these things. So your state needs to define that the people are the press, that you have a right to report something that you saw, whether it be a hit and run, whether it be, you know, an abuse of powers, whether it be something you've heard, or whether you want to re-repeat something that is in print or something that somebody else has done. You got to be careful. When you do that, you can be sued, because if there's copyrights with that material or libel or what have you, you can be held accountable. But the state needs to actually stand up for your right to report. The platform cannot be a censorship. So the law has to not only identify that you are the people are the press, because we're now at an age where, you know, you're not just a farmer. You can actually report on the weather. You can report on any type of thing, and it should be relevant on a social media platform. Now, I get newspapers. They can't print everything, but they do have online print. And if they want to start going down the path of, because if they want to control their content, then that means that they need to be judged. And their content needs to be determined whether it's open and objective. In other words, they're not censoring, they're not limiting certain content as a journalist organization. Now, remember we talked about education and books and libraries and so forth. Now, you have a right as a society to create laws of decency and standards. It's not censoring when you say a child of, you know, the informative age or where they're forming their fundamental personalities, they should not be exposed to certain things that they lack the maturity and the, I'll just say, the education and wisdom necessary to be able to process that information. And so we have a right to be able to create laws to restrict that. And we have a responsibility as well as an enlightened society to ensure it is being followed and that those disciplines are being enacted upon. But when it comes to other journalist material, we will get to that when we come back. We'll be right back after this. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so we're kind of glossing over a lot of little things. Like when I just covered property in this episode, just previously, covering property, Chinese owning property, and so forth, I didn't even cover the fact that there needs to be, it's not about protection, there needs to be an enforcement of your rights of owning property, that when somebody comes along and creates title theft, they fraudulently create loans against your house and run away with the money, and then some institution can come and take your house because you had nothing to do with it? How can that even happen? Government should not even allow that to happen. Banks do not have the power to be able to do that. But somehow, because they own the courts and because they own government? No. You own government. And these are the types of things that we have to start stressing, that government needs to maintain context, that their two primary objects are to protect your life and your property. So, going into defining the press and identifying these platforms that choose to actually censor, they choose to have full control over the content that runs. In other words, there's a few people that are controlling a narrative. See, what happens, and the reason why we've actually had a repetitive narrative coming from all of these mainstream medias is because they all point up to a centrally controlled narrative controller that actually goes out to the Associated Press or goes out to ABC and CBS and so forth, and this is how you'll present this information. Well, if that's the case, then those companies need to be labeled as propaganda companies, and that everything that they are doing is not of the press, because the press reports. The press does not, censor. The press just gives you the information. And, whether you like the news or not, they present it. What they're doing is they're actually providing you controlled information and manipulated information. And so we have to look at them as hostile as well. And so we have to, what do you do with a hostile company that wants to actually sell propaganda? You got to make it so that it's not profitable for them to operate. So you need to start looking at taxes. You need to start coming after them and basically saying, you know what, you're really not welcome here, but you, we're going to recognize your right to operate, but you're going to pay for that. And I believe the true journalistic platforms, true open, you know, and non-controlled platforms that allow the press to provide information, you, the people, to provide information for everybody to choose from. Now, in the old days, you used to be able to look at individuals and based on how they reported, you could say, well, you know what, I don't trust the information that I get from this person because they never do the due diligence and verify what they're actually printing. They just, you know, are repeating something that they've heard, or they're just cutting and pasting and so forth. So the veracity, the legitimacy behind and or the accuracy behind the information that they're providing, you know, you probably start creating these challenges. Okay, but that's okay. You never know. That person every once in a while may give you something, but you don't censor them. You can. If you don't like it, you can always live in a bubble. But it's not the job of the platform to shut down that information. If it is their job, then they are no longer a platform. They become a controller of a narrative. And if they want to control a narrative in the United States and actually shut down the freedom of the press and the freedom of speech, then they can pay the taxes to do that. They can pay the taxes to actually operate in your state. They have to register in your state as a propaganda platform. And you will pay a tax to operate in that state. And every person in that state that actually has an account, whether they're paid for it or not, they're going to have to pay for that. You see my point? We have to start holding big tech accountable. We actually have to start making them pay, because it's only when they're paying, when they start realizing, well, you know, we need to kind of change our game here. Because under this model of freedom that we actually were able to wiggle in here and start, you know, manipulating people, they've caught on to us and they don't like it anymore. Yes, and we actually have to start learning from our lessons, because we shouldn't have to be duplicating this as many times as we have to today. Why is it that we're having to duplicate it? Because we never caught on with the press. So here's the thing. Anybody that is thinking in their mind that the Constitution protects the freedom of the press, yes, from the federal government. States are not held unless in their Constitution they declare that the freedom of the press shall be, you know, observed and protected. Fact is, if you define the press as people reporting and providing information to a platform or to a body, whether that be orally, you know, like a town crier standing on the corner reporting a fire, the wolf is coming, or something like that, that person is a person of the press, disseminating important information. But when you have a platform, a institution that chooses what they're going to run, then that is not the press. That is a platform. And by redefining this, you can clearly dictate standards of operations for platforms. If you're going to operate this way, you'll be faced with these types of taxes, fees, and fines. Or actually, fines mean that they're doing something bad. It's okay if they choose to do something, then they will be treated a certain way. You know, it's just like when somebody chooses to actually do something harmful to their body, there are consequences with that. Is that a fine? No, that is just something that they have to pay for the health care. The insurance company shouldn't have to pay, especially if you did it to yourself. In the old days, I remember there were actually charges considered when a female Marine would get pregnant, because it would be considered possibly malingering, because that's something, I mean, unless she was raped, that was something that she consciously made a decision to do. And whoever did that. Because when you sign up, whether you like it or not, your body and your life belongs to the military. It is the perfect form of communism. The military, the U.S. military, is a perfect form of communism because it's voluntary. You give your life, and they have full control 24/7, 365. If you understand the contract, the only reason that they have become so lackadaisical is because it is a voluntary force. But when things get really bad, and if we have to go back to drafting and we get into a really bad war, things will change. But technically, they have that level of control. You sign documents that basically say your life is no longer your own. You are doing this for the good of your country and for the good of the Corps or for the good of the service that you're in. So they will order you. It's not like you can just walk right away and say, I quit. I'm done. You can't. You can't legally do that. Now, I believe that officers might be able to resign their commissions and those types of things, but that's not equality in the eyes of the law. And as far as I'm concerned, they should be held to the same kind of standards. This is one of the reasons why in my thesis I said we need to get rid of the officer and enlisted ranks. And we need to actually start evaluating, you know, where leadership needs to be, where technical leadership, administrative leadership, and different forms of leadership need to be, just like missions. I mean, we're living in such an arcane picture and paradigm regarding our military and our government that we're allowing them to do all sorts of things they have no authority to do. But back in line with this whole concept of a hostile entity like Facebook, a hostile entity like Twitter, coming in and starting to dictate and actually censoring you and taking away your ability. It's one thing if they charge you with an obscenity because it is a strict violation of a clear law that they point to. But if it is an arbitrary standard, like a community standard that they use, then that right there is censorship. And that right there, they should be faced with a fine every time they censor somebody, because they are a platform to provide access to, because the reason they existed was to provide access to people to be able to report and share. When they start controlling that, then they're no longer a platform of sharing. They become a platform of controlling conversations and narratives. We have to start going after the hostilities that we're facing from big tech, as well as from government, from foreign entities, and so forth. It's time leaders actually recognize that we need leaders to talk about the problems. We don't need people to just give us, you know, some solution to some symptom like taxes. Oh, well, we've got the surplus in taxes. We're going to refund you. No. The fact is that you're taxing over things that you shouldn't be taxing. And the question is, why? What is it you really need? Definitize what you need to function as a government, as a state, as a county, and then create the appropriate taxes to cover for that. And then, you know, relieve us of the burden of having to pay the taxes. If you want to pay us back or refund us, that's one thing. But first, let's identify what you need to actually operate. There's a lot more we need to get into, we can get into, but from there, and this week is going to be a really hectic week for me because of legislative session kicking off in Wyoming. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.